This is Gage.
This is Jeff.
And we're the Limbs. We're going to play you a song called Wicker Man. And apparently we wrote this acoustically first. I don't remember that.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's what Jeff's telling me right now. So this is the initial version of Wicker Man.
Oh, brother, may we all die young. We're forever gonna fill our lungs with ash from the fire crackling inside our bones. Little mama, can you dance like that? After all, you seem so sad. For Southern California, wealthy lover all alone. Well, if we are the fire, we can burn it till we're higher. Never gonna come back down.
What does it take for you musicians to make the choice that you're going to work out as a duo? Now, obviously, there are some precedents, especially in the last 10 years, of percussion guitar going out as a duo. But it's still got to be a complicated choice to make.
I guess the first few times we ever practiced back in August, it was the end of the summer in 2011, we actually had... He's our current roommate right now, August King. He's a producer, and a rap artist, and he was going to do the synth sounds, the low tones that we were looking for on that end, and Gage and I were just going to do guitar and drums. And he decided to do his own thing, so that's when it, that's when 3 minus 1 is 2, and we decided to stay with 2 for lack of a better reason other than it worked, and we decided to do everything ourselves.
Yeah, when we when I came back from Los Angeles, I really had fallen in love with that whole sound of the Black Keys and the White Stripes, and the, and just the recreation of the blues structure, and the passion that goes along with it, the rawness and the just true rock and roll form of what that is. So I really did want to create that sound, but I wanted to reinvent it with this whole new modern touch, you know, a little bit of synth here and stuff like that. That's why we didn't want a bass player, and then it just worked out that we didn't, our third left, and we just stuck to this. And we've talked about, you know, adding other people before, again, to, because it has gotten increasingly hard to write good songs with just the two of us. But there's something in that that pushes us as well to write better songs. So
now we're hearing an acoustic, we're hearing the acoustic version of the limbs. When you're plugged in, which is how normally we would see you, most any venue, it's the two musicians, but you're drawing on other looping materials to fill out that sound.
Mm-hmm.
There is this other group up in Taos, Gigantic Hawk, who has been layering, but it's still just the two guys. So what goes into that?
Well, we both have synthesizers right next to us. So Jeff has one to his left, and I've got one to my right. And
I was gonna make a joke, but I didn't want to. But now I have to. But we have a lot of limbs to work with.
There it is.
But
yeah, we either play those live and we jump between our main instruments and the synthesizers, or we play them simultaneously. So Jeff will play the drums and the synth at the same time, and or I will start a low tone that is already pre-recorded in my loop player, and or play just my keyboard itself and loop something on that. So
what does that do for, I mean, anyone who's grown up with rock guitar knows it's not a song unless you've got your solo. What happens?
That's true. You know, the solo has kind of disappeared somewhat in the last decade or so, I would say. But it's coming back in a different form. It's not, you know, in the 80s, the solo was all about, like, basically being Eddie Van Halen and doing as much as you could that way. Now, and then the solo kind of went away. Nobody wanted to hear that. Americans had gotten past that or something. And then now it's, the solo is back, but you have to be, like, abstract about it. You have to use, like, very few notes. And it's really, it's all about the feeling, which is, you know, that's the way it should be. So.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be that great of a guitar player anymore to have a cool solo.
Well, it's also part of the blues tradition is, you know, the feeling first, the technique is
later.
Is later.
Definitely.
Is later. Now you've come into a new era. The EP, which is Casa de Amor, mm-hmm. And it depicts a house where you have rehearsed and worked these songs out, but as we must remind everybody, this isn't where you recorded them.
No. Not.
You recorded in one of the sweetest rooms in town. It has to be by the sound of this album.
A few of the sweetest rooms in town.
Wicker Man, we recorded about a year ago, a little more than a year ago at Santa Fe Center Studio with Doug Geist, a brilliant producer. And we were actually taking a recording class with him through UNM at the time. That's how we met him. And last summer, we recorded the rest of the 4 songs at John Wall's Wall of Sound studio. Both really great studios, great producers, and couldn't have done it without them. Couldn't have done it in the house.
We really did. We try to, like Jeff was saying earlier today, we try really hard to make ourselves look as professional as possible, because in today's world, you know, there's so much out there, you know. So we have to stand out in every way that we possibly can. We have to work harder than everybody else.
Now, on the 25th is sort of a farewell party, a short-term farewell party for the Limbs, and that's the Launchpad show.
Yes.
That's right.
Right? Now, that's a send-off party, not a farewell. It's a send-off on, I guess, your first big tour.
Mm-hmm.
So what goes into that? Now, obviously, since it's two musicians, you don't have to clear as much money to make money. You can live a little more, you can move a little more easily in terms of vehicles and motels and crash pads and whatnot. So, okay, I understand all of that, but you still have to make these laborious contacts at all of these places all over the West Coast and Colorado. So what made you decide it was time to do that?
We don't like to stay stagnant ever. So this EP came out, we did a video. Now it's time that we get out of New Mexico and go play for other people. So this is our first big attempt at doing that. But really we're trying to make it to the next level. And the only way that you do that is just by getting out and going and doing and not stopping. So that's kind of our motto.
It's kind of amazing how a couple of years ago we didn't have any local shows to look forward to. So what we did is we just went to all the places where local shows happen. And we stuck our foot in the door, and now we play.
Yeah, we went to Low Spirits 4 or 5 times before they actually booked us there, and we just kept going.
And actually, our first show there was cut short because nobody was there, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And he wanted to hear us play anyway because we had all set up. But that's kind of what we're looking at right now on the national level is we don't have any national shows, so how do we get them? We have to go there and get them. But now we have this tour set up. Last fall, we went to Chicago, and to book those shows, we went the route of contacting the venues first, which didn't...
Didn't pan out.
So this time, we've actually done a really good job at contacting as many bands as possible in all these places. And they can actually help us out a lot.
So you mean you have a band network, and the band says, we're playing on Tuesday, we want this group?
That's right.
Basically. Okay. Yeah, and because when you hit up the venues, they all they care about is the money that they're going to make that night. If nobody knows who the Limbs are, then they're not. It doesn't matter if you're from out of town or whatever, you're not playing. So we had to get local support. And we actually did that in quite a few cities. So hopefully when we go out there, we can make the connections and keep those relationships going and sort of emerge that way. I really think that we just, you know, one day we'll meet the right group of people who are going to help us out in the right way. And then from then on, hopefully things will continue to grow.
It'll blossom.
Yeah. So.
Now, before this summer is out, you are alleged to be going back into the studio for a second EP.
Alleged, yes.
Alleged.
We do have enough material probably for 2 more EPs if we had the money. So we like I said, we don't want to stop. We will definitely get back from tour and do something, whether it's just a single or a full EP. We will have more music for you, hopefully by fall. This song is called Phones. This is actually the first song we ever wrote together. When I met Jeff, I came in, I jammed this riff, and I guess...
I jammed this beat.
Yeah, and then it was, I guess it was history from then on.
Talking machine. It helps to get the paper, helps to keep her lean. It tells a funny joke about the priest in the chair. It makes us all happy without a smile. Yeah. Oh, 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 my heart is gone. By telephone, someday we'll all find out we're wrong. Of your money and the keys to your car. I'll put it all together, mix it up in a pie. I'll feed it to your children, get them all. A generation for Jones Robot.
And that was The Limbs in acoustic performance recorded live in our own studio. See Jeff Bell on percussion, Gage Bickerstaff on guitar and vocals.